The open debate of the Security Council on the situation in the Middle East was held weeks away from the formation of a new Israeli government. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon called it a crucial period in the evolution of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
I strongly urge the incoming government to reaffirm Israel's commitment to the two-state solution and to take credible steps to foster an environment conducive to a return to meaningful negotiations, including a freeze of settlement activity.
Mr. Ban welcomed the recent agreement under which Israel transferred more than $470 million in revenues collected on behalf of the Palestinian Authority. He also highlighted Israel's approval of a master plan for building 2,500 housing units and public buildings for the Palestinian population in East Jerusalem. But the deputy permanent observer of the State of Palestine to the UN, Fedat Nasser, said Israel must fully withdraw from the Palestinian territory occupied in 1967 and end its occupation in all manifestations.
They are a people struggling to preserve their national identity and existence in the face of overwhelming challenges in their ongoing quest for liberation, and their crisis has become untenable. Their crisis has become existential. When Palestinians in Gaza are mercilessly slaughtered and maimed by the Israeli occupying forces in their homes, UN schools, playgrounds and hospitals, the crisis is existential.
Ambassador Nasser was referring to the 51-day war last July, which claimed the lives of more than 2,000 Palestinians and 70 Israelis and resulted in the widespread destruction of property in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Israeli ambassador, Ron Prosar, said the lack of reaction from the global community on the current situation in Yemen, where Arab leaders have joined forces to battle Houthi rebels, is hypocritical.
The Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen have hit humanitarian aid convoys, hospitals, schools, and civilian neighborhoods and left entire families dead. And yet, there have been zero Human Rights Council condemnations and zero calls for commissions of inquiry. You would think that some of the Arab nations would demand justice. After all, the Saudi ambassador was quick to stand at the side of the Palestinian representative during last summer's Gaza conflict and preach about civilian life. The truth of the matter is that when Israel is in the heart of a crisis, the Arabs don't miss a beat. But when fingers can't be pointed at Israel, some Arab nations are downright heartless.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said both sides in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict face what he called difficult choices. But he said one choice stands above all, whether to choose peace or the death, destruction, and suffering that have defined the conflict for far too long. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.